Yo, what is up? Welcome back to my podcast. I think this is my first one, but I'm basically gonna tell you guys about my accident that happened recently. I got hit by a car in 2016, August 29th, unconscious. First day of school, then I went and I was in the hospital for a good 6 months. Missed school, had to make it up all in the summer, so to graduate the next year, because I was in 11th and I was going 12th, but I had to make it all up in the summer. So yeah, that's going on for me. A lot of things, actually. That I have neighbors who died. Man, I'm going through a lot of shit, but it's, I don't know, I just like telling about it. I mean, it's my story. I love telling about that. And I was only 16 and I broke my leg. My head was bleeding. Everything was just bleeding. And then they fixed me to save me. I was in a coma for a good 3 weeks. And then I woke up. And then I was saying, like, where's God? I didn't see him. And then I started not going to church for a while. Then I just started, oh, he's not real, he's not real. And then, for finally, he is real. Because one time I was sleeping, and he woke me up, and he said something. He said, just be good. And I'm following that rule, like, right now. Really, I can't believe he said that to me. But it had to be from my accident or something. The coma must have got him to say something. So I'm so glad about that. I'm trying every day to be a better person. I was like suicidal, getting mad all the time, swearing, spitting. Just not good. And now I'm doing way better. But you guys, my neighbors were pets, unfortunately. They died of a house fire. It was horrible. I'm 290 there. Were. What, 280? No, it's 300. Never mind. But my house is right next to the garden. I walk by it a lot because it's right next to me. I basically just pray and stuff there when I'm, like, feeling good. I miss them because they were my friends and stuff. But it's just been a while. And that happened when I was, like, 6 or 7, I think. And then I went upstairs. I was inside my home, and I remember, this is the one thing I remember, that my mom said she's going to work, but I think really she had to help them. So that's the only thing I remember, but it's just sad. And also, the sad part is I used, like, drugs at 13. That's the first time I smoked my first cigarette. So, that was horrible. Really regret it now. I mean, what? I regret it. I really do. Because now, like, I'm addicted. And it's just, like, messed up my life. I got kicked out of my house. Now I'm at a residential. So, because my sisters hate smoke. So that's why. And starting to appreciate life more. I was so mad. So mean, so cruel. Now I'm trying to start appreciating life and knowing that there's someone to go to if you need him. It's God. And I had a pretty difficult life. I'm 18. I probably broken like 20 bones. Skateboarding, scootering. What else? Oh yeah, biking. Just falling on a sled, yeah. Those accidents were horrible. Broke my leg and stuff, broke my collarbone. Oh, can't even think about it. But, yeah, guys, so if you guys, I don't know, what do you want me to tell about next time? I mean, I like to tell about my life. I do comedies, but I want to tell about my life more first. That's cool with you guys. So, what I wrapped up today is that my whole life. Well, not my whole life, but my life in general. It's gone sad. It's gone bad. It's all in the middle. But next podcast, I will see you guys. If you haven't already, follow me. I make the most heat. But guys, I'll see you guys later. Have a great one. Have a good day. And bye, guys.